Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Right now we're in the middle of a segment called It's My List. The topic was three things you enjoy that you just can't believe everybody else doesn't enjoy them too. Steve was cooking in an air fryer, working and driving and working on cars, and then selling things on Facebook Marketplace. Three of America's top hobbies.
Paid for my whole vacation.
I think it's smart. You're good at it. I've heard you. I don't think you always get a lot of joy out of it.
I get the joy when the money's in my hand.
Yes. Yes. That's right.
And I'm able to forget all the bad parts.
Howings mixed in a second hidden Easter egg theme. His three were getting into a car and getting lost. Mm-hmm. Throw your phone away and don't tell anyone where you're going.
No, I did
power
not
tools
say that at
and
all.
Building and how they cut flesh. And then go get lost in nature.
Yeah. Isolating in nature, getting into a car and, you know, trying to get lost, i.e. exploring new places that you don't really know where you're going to end up.
Leave a note for your family that says might not see you again.
You could leave a note.
This text, Howings is having a top-notch day. Cats have four toes. Yuri Gagarin was the first man in space, and instead of an axe, Hot Wings now carries no GPS and only power tools for easy dismemberment.
Absolutely.
These are all true. This text from New Jersey. Oh my gosh, the Hawk just played a commercial that's about taking a trip into the forest and exploring nature. I almost wet my pants thinking of Kelly and Steve talking to Hot Wings about this.
Yeah, well, that's where you go if you're going to murder, so careful getting out into the nature in New Jersey.
Shout out to the U.S. Forest Service for their timely placement. All right, here are my three. You guys were close with all the butthole things you suggested, which was know every basketball stat.
Eating Cheez-Its with pieces of spinach wrapped around them.
No, not Cheez-Its, carrots. Cheez-Its, you take a slice of cheese and you cut it up with a Cheez-It like it's a little knife. It's delicious.
Calling a bag of shredded cheese a salad.
Ice cream.
Yeah,
so
when you shake it, you go, I just had a tossed salad.
Melting your ice cream so you can convince yourself you're eating soup instead.
Okay. You got any in there?
No. They're covering all the bases here.
Okay. All right, I'll go next. Number three, dogs. I'm not saying everybody should own dogs, but if you don't enjoy them, there's something wrong with you. You should also have a dog if you can. Number two, video games. Sure. There's no expiration date. If you like them, you like them.
That's how Hotlings learned to be a murderer with those first-person shooters.
That was the first sign that he was a murderer when he was younger.
I don't even like
video
games that much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're not realistic
enough.
That's
what Dahmer said.
I don't ever get blood in my mouth.
I mean, I did like Medal of Honor.
Can't even smell the death.
I did kill a lot of people in Medal of Honor, but they were all Nazis.
I wish there was time for them to cry in the game. Number one, like that. Singing. I can't believe everyone doesn't enjoy singing. I'm not saying you have to be good at it, but singing in the car when no one's around, that's joyful. That's good. To the songs you like. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
The songs you like, the only place you could do that is in the car by yourself.
That's generally true.
You and your pervert playlist.
They're not played anywhere else.
It's not a pervert playlist. Name one song that's for perverts that I like, that I really like, not one you make up.
The Teddy Brothers.
I don't like Teddy Bear.
Yeah, and you don't even have to sing that. That's more like a confession.
The Conway Twitty song.
You're the one who came in talking about that.
Bum, bum.
Yeah. The one about deflowering a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Kitties in blue jeans.
Kitties.
You knew every word of
K-I-T-T-I-E-S.
You did.
No.
All right.
K-I-D-D-I-E-S.
All right, let's get to the tag team estrogen keyboard warriors here.
Scissor sisters.
Who wants to go first?
Go ahead, Maitland.
Okay.
All right.
Mine seems
go by who has the most eggs left. Go ahead, Maitland.
All right. Well, my first one is thrifting before buying new.
Oh, God.
So, like, checking at your Goodwills, your Facebook marketplaces. Buying secondhand.
Oat milk.
I'm lactose intolerant, okay?
Avocado toast.
My second one, it's called dopamine dressing. So it's like colorful and funky and just based on dress what makes you happy, not what everybody else is doing.
I forget how to spell dopamine, so I'm just going to abbreviate it. Dope happy. Dressing.
Dressing like a dope. Okay.
that too. Some days it does look like that.
What do you have on today?
I have on these pants that look like balloons, I
okay.
guess.
Yeah, they do.
A little bit.
That was some balloony jeans.
Yeah. And they are thrifted. I got this neon blazer from Meijer.
Yeah.
And a Rolling Stones t-shirt.
Did you take it off someone applying for a job as a manager who didn't have any pants on because they were homeless?
No, it was a lady in the oat milk aisle.
And what is your t-shirt?
Rolling Stones.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So you guys were pretty spot on with doing shirts off dead bodies. If somebody could do that for me.
No, you actually.
I really appreciate it.
All jokes aside, your clothes are terrible.
Thank you. And last is having full on celebrations for every little holiday.
You are very good at this. I loved that right before you started with us, you still celebrated something that you talked about almost tongue in cheek when you were here when you were like 20, which mm-hmm. is Galentine's Day, inspired by Parks and Rec.
And it's a full on extravaganza now.
We set up
a photo shoot wall. We do crafts and make special treats for it and everything. And we're doing the same thing this weekend for St. Patrick's Day. We also do it for Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. Just any random day you can make fun. It's fun.
Is that the next one? May the 4th be with you?
No, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah, duh. You just said that.
Just been chronological
almost
order.
Like she just said that.
I got confused because it was fake Patrick's Day in Chicago last weekend. And it was such a celebration. So when you said that, my brain said, that's over. What's next? It's like 2 days from now.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. All right. Those were fine.
Thank you.
Kelly, what do you got?
All right. I got three for you right here. My list of things that I'm into that I think y'all should be into. First ones first. Popping your knuckles. Love it. Addicted to it. I want to crack everything.
It's nice you can pop some things more than once.
You know, it's funny. There's a couple of people who think they did that more than once, too.
It's like, oh, hey. Man, you're my first.
That's embarrassing. Yeah. Number two on my list, dipping carrots in A1 sauce. I think more people really need to get behind that.
What are you
what
talking about?
What in the hell are you
carrots,
talking about?
Cooked carrots in A1 sauce. I'm telling you right now, not Heinz 57, A1 sauce, cooked carrots. It is so damn good. It's so damn good. Really into that. Every time I have carrots, I think myself. Man.
Yeah, you're always talking about that.
Always talking about it. You're like, man.
Yeah, did you just make that up to be weird
no,
now?
No, I swear to God, it's one of my favorite food combinations. And Kelly's like,
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, if you had cooked carrots and you happened to have a steak and the carrots got into it, I it wouldn't bother me.
All right, Brain, what's something someone from Austin or Portland, Oregon would do? Think of something weird.
Just add another thing to Kelly's ever-growing list of her favorite food ever.
Yeah. When's the last time you've had it? I just think it'd be good.
I love it. Carrots and A1 sauce. And my third one, when you pick your boogers, you should smell them. I smell my booger every time after I pick it. And
does it ever smell like anything other than what you smell literally all the time because it just came from your nose?
No, sometimes it smells like a sinus infection. And then sometimes it smells...
You know how you can tell even better is if you taste it.
Yeah, well, so I haven't done that yet. I'm not into that part. But on my list, you take your boogers out, and when they're good boogers, not like watery ones that you have to blow, but good boogers that you can actually get and they stick between your fingers, spread your fingers apart and just smell it. I'm serious. Oh, it smells. You can tell when your boogers are right and when they're wrong. Like when you check your drawers and you know something's up.
So gross.
You know with your boogers, because sometimes they got like a salty smell to them, and you're like, something's wrong
What?
Here.
Don't
So popping knuckles, carrots and A1 sauce, and smelling things that leave your body?
No, smelling boogers after you pick them.
You said check your drawers, too.
Well, so you know when you drop your drawers and your pee smells funny, something's wrong.
Man, Ross really did win the lottery, didn't he?
I know. Right? I'm just saying, boogers have a nice smell, and I think that more people should smell them.
I'll believe you as soon as you can buy a booger-scented candle.
No, you can probably. Yeah, there's booger jelly beans.
Look on Etsy.
Oh, you can buy anything on Etsy.
Exactly.
That's where Hot Wings gets his tools. I need a brain hook.
Yeah.
Next time you pick your boogers and you smell it, think
okay,
of it.
That's usually something I do on the drive home. So you'll see me on the interstate taking a big old whiff.
I do pick my nose on the way home.
It's like a trip to the park.
It's one of my favorite pastimes.
Yeah, I like to pick my nose.
Pastimes. I'm going to do it later
stretching
today.
Stretching it out like a viscous one to smell it, though, is, I don't know, it's a little weird.
You've never stretched it out and thought, I should smell that?
No. No, I never have. I've never thought I should smell the thing that I just would have been smelling naturally because it was right there.
How Hobbs like holds it like it's a Tesla different. Coil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just different. It really is. And then the hard boogers smell harder. I just don't know how to describe it. It's you just know sick boogers are the best when they're a little runny, but also thick.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the best smelling boogers.
When you fart, do you scoop and feed yourself?
No, I don't scoop and feed myself.
You just,
but you like the smell of your own cooking.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Like you don't mind it or you like it?
No, I don't like it because it always smells like whatever I ate generally.
Note to brain, eat boogers, then I would like smell of farts.
Just saying, give them a smell.
Okay, if you had a fourth thing, Steve, what would it be?
Oh.
Ooh, let me change my question. Mm-hmm. Retracted.
Okay.
If you could make your wife like one of the three things that you mentioned as much as you, which would it be? Facebook sales? Driving
She's
and working
getting
into on cars?
That. She is definitely getting into the Facebook
or
sales.
Air fryer cooking. Like if she said, hey, Big Daddy, let's stay in Friday and cook with an air fryer and see what happens our nuggets are crisp.
I mean, she already likes two of them, so it's going to have to be the Jeep one.
Oh, poor lady.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Hot Wings.
Yeah.
What are you making your gal pal get into? Or is this like Dexter? Because he dated another killer for a while.
I think it's very similar to that. I think we're both of the killing type.
Okay.
She does not like to drive, but she likes to be the passenger. If she had her chance and never had to get behind the wheel of a car again, she'd be perfectly fine with that.
Oh, well, that's kind of perfect.
But she loves being the passenger and exploring. So yeah, that works out really well for us. And
so would you say
nature.
She totally just lays there when you do your thing?
Yes. And she likes nature, but she would like to learn. She wants to learn more how to use power tools.
That's pretty good.
So there would be that one.
Self-defense.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to be careful. I want to show her how to use the ones that aren't as portable so she can't turn it on me. Like, you know, when I'm sleeping.
Smart.
It's hard to drag in the bandsaw. It's just too big.
Kelly, do you have to smell Ross's boogers for him since his nose is busted?
Yeah, I've never smelled his boogers. Yeah, he doesn't pick his boogers around me.
How's he going to know if he's got a sinus infection?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't you're know gonna... if he picks his boogers. I think he's a blower.
I think you need to pick his
Everyone
boogers.
Everyone picks.
Yeah. Everyone's you don't think he picks?
I don't think so. I've never seen him pick, ever.
Look under the bottom of his law chair. I bet it looks like a topographical map.
Probably.
Oh, look at that. The Andes Mountains. Nope. That's last winter when Ross was sick.
I like thinking that he has a specific chair that he sits in to do law.
Yeah, boosts him up real high. His little legs kick him back and forth.
Did he get back to about band practice yet?
Nope, not yet. No, he has court this morning, so not yet. I'm going to let him know, but y'all can't be lying. I think he pops his knuckles, so I think I would like for him to get into dipping carrots into A1 sauce of the three of mine. I think if I saw him smelling his boogers, I would think it was just as gross as you guys looking at me when I talk about smelling my boogers. Yeah. But in the privacy of your own car, pick and smell.
When I brought that up again just now, someone texted and said, damn it, Free Beer, you had moved on. Oh, you're right.
They're down 21 with just over 6 minutes remaining.
This is the moment, baby. This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that dog in you. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.